Joe Biden's DHS blocks use of terms illegal alien, assimilation. By John Binder on February 16, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is blocking the use of the terms illegal alien and assimilation, internal emails reveal. Internal emails sent by United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, officials request that staff no longer use the terms illegal alien, alien, and assimilation in reference to federal immigration law, according to Axios. The order comes in the form of a memo signed by USCIS Acting Director Tracy Renaud, where she encourages staff to use more inclusive language in the agency's outreach efforts, internal documents, and in overall communication with stakeholders, partners, and the general public. Rather than using illegal alien to describe those in the U.S. illegally, Renaud instructs staff to use undescriptive terms like undocumented non-citizen and undocumented individual. Likewise, instead of using the term assimilation, staff is told to use integration or civic integration. Renaud has also asked staff to refer to foreign nationals who apply for green cards, seeking permanent U.S. residency, as customers. The terminology implies that USCIS sells U.S. residency, as the agency's budget relies on fees from those seeking visas and green cards. The internal DHS policy change comes as a group of House Democrats, led by Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, has filed legislation to eliminate the use of the terms illegal alien and alien to describe those who are foreign nationals and illegally in the U.S. Likewise, as Breitbart News reported, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents have been ordered by deputy DHS officials to stop using the term illegal alien. Despite recent objections from elected Democrats of the terms illegal alien and assimilation, the terminology was readily used by civil rights icon Representative Barbara Jordan, DTX, who advocated for legal immigration reductions to boost the quality of life, wages, and job opportunities for America's working and middle class. In a 1995 op-ed for the New York Times, for instance, Jordan blasted policies that permit the continued entry of hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and blur distinctions between what is legal and beneficial and what is illegal and harmful. Jordan similarly referenced the need for a national assimilation policy, which she called Americanization. Immigration imposes mutual obligations, Jordan wrote. Those who choose to come here must embrace the common core of American civic culture. We must assist them in learning our common language, American English. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.